I wouldn't say it was in the bag. Obviously, you know, it was at 1-0, but you know, too many times in recent weeks we've been in front and we haven't been able to see the game out, and that's the frustrating side of it because, you know, on reflection, you know, Tom's great finish was really the only thing between the two teams, to be quite honest. And having been in front, we need to see games out better. There's no denying that.
To be very hard work, you know, hard fixture to play in, but you got your noses in front, and I thought you were going to go on from there.
Yeah, we had our moments in, you know, in the second half, we had our moments. You know, we hit the post, and we've had a couple of good opportunities where we've got in and around the back of them, and we should do better with those, without doubt. And if it had gone to two, you know, it'd have been hard for them maybe to get back into it, but. You know, it hasn't, and we've got to make sure we see games out better. It's simple as that.
What do you, is it that you actually need to do to start closing games out?
I think because we've got such an enthusiasm amongst the group that they tend to maybe charge around a little bit too much, show a little bit of a lack of discipline. But, you know, we've got some young, enthusiastic players in there that we just need to get to grips with and make sure that they develop and make sure they understand that they can't do that all the time.
Bit of a makeshift defence, really, by Benoit Dalibard coming in alongside Ryan Green. How did you feel they coped?
I thought they coped generally quite well. Bruno's come in, he's had two decent performances. You know, Ryan's been struggling with illness and still is, but he had to play today. And, you know, I thought they coped generally quite well with Simon and Rob. You know, they had a couple of opportunities, but nothing, you know, major.
You brought Joe Cole back in, a little bit of a surprise for some, instead of Steve Leslie. Did you feel that worked?
Yeah, I do. Joe worked really hard. He was a constant threat. He had a couple of opportunities himself and, you know, got in and around the back of him. In between him and Tom, they're both exciting going forward. You know, now what we've got to do is make sure they're exciting when they get back and defend like we want our wide men to as well.
Another player that's back is Stefan Stam, obviously on the bench today. Mm-hmm. He seemed to be a big influence earlier in the season when he was playing. You obviously want to get him back out there as soon as you can.
Yeah, I mean, Stefan's obviously been injured and he's had 6 weeks out. He's only trained three times since he's been back training, and it's obviously too early to stick him in. But we all know that Stefan can be very influential to us as a group and to us on the pitch. And he showed that last year when he came in. He was fantastic. And that's the Stefan Stam we want to come back in. So we've just got to make sure that he is fit and he's going to stay fit.
Decent atmosphere inside the ground, over 3,000 this afternoon. Now, obviously, Hereford losing today. You want to see as many come back again against Accrington?
Yeah, of course we do. You know, I thought we showed some exciting stuff at times. You know, and I think we're not far away, Keith, to be honest. And, you know, we're getting in front in games, but we're not quite just seeing them out, and we're not far away. We keep saying that, and like I've said to them in there, you can't be a hard luck story. People don't remember them. That, you know, you either get relegated and you get relegated, or you graft and you keep doing, and that's certainly what the players are doing. I don't think anyone can say that they're not working hard enough or they're not committed to it. Just things at the moment just going against us.
That commitment level is going to be necessary. I think, you know, they're only a point now off the bottom.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. We know that. And that's important. And we've got to make sure that we keep those spirits as high as possible. And, you know, give them all the confidence that we can. The external things that go on, we can't control them. The only thing we can control is what we do in training, the players that come and go, and well, we can't really control that much either. So, you know, we've just got to work and keep working and keep working. And between us as a group of staff and a group of players, we just have to keep battling on.